My fault. Just had what? To, like, no, yeah, I just had to, like, pack a ball.
Oh, you're fine.
That Andre Bocelli, though. Turn that shit louder. Wait, so, this is all news to me, Sam. Honestly, Sam, I don't want to pry, but I'm honestly just a little curious, like, what was your first lesbian encounter like? I guess it was a threesome.
Okay, so, it's funny because, like, when I had my first threesome with my boyfriend at the time and then my best friend, it wasn't as much of us doing things to each other. It was more like us doing things to him and then him doing things to us.
It sounds like every guy's dream.
Yeah, it was like, we would, like, touch each other and, like, it wasn't like she was going down on me or anything. Like, it was more like I said, it was more so focused on, like, us on him and then him on us. So it was like not as much of us, like, so in my second threesome that I had, it was me and my coworker and
Let's just go back to the first. I mean, your ex sounds like this Greek god type guy that he's just sitting back reclined and then these beautiful women are doing God knows what, and he's saying yes, more, or no, not, I mean, your, like, turn.
It was like, trying to remember it. Like, I remember, because I was really fucked up for it, so, like, it's not very clear to me.
Were you on acid? Did you go ASAP Rocky, or you were just stoned and drunk?
Got it. I was just smoking, and then he was just really drunk.
Love
and,
that.
Like, I think he had, like, performance anxiety, though, because I could tell, like, his dick wasn't as hard as it normally is, and I think it was also because he was drinking, so I was
so
like...
So pop him a Xanax and Viagra. He'll be sure as rain.
No, I think it was the alcohol, and I think he was just nervous.
You know, Coke actually fixes alk dick. But then, really? Unfortunately, alcohol doesn't fix Coke dick.
Right. Oh.
I'm sorry to hear. I mean...
No, it's okay. It was still fun. And then...
So one of many, I guess.
Like, it's funny because, like, this ex-boyfriend, or now ex-boyfriend, he'll still, like, hit me up and be like, oh, you know, I was fantasizing about having a threesome with you and Jen. That's the girl's name. And I'm like,
is Jen the one that he left you for?
What?
Is Jen the one he left you for?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's with another girl.
But he's with the other girl and he'll text you saying that he still wants a threesome. That's a stand-up guy. Let's give him a round. He deserves two claps for that.
Listen, I told him, I was like, why don't you have a threesome with your girlfriend? Like,
right. As any normal girlfriend should.
And he was like, well, it almost happened the one time, and then her best friend chickened out and was too nervous, and I'm like...
So he has this, like, threesome fetish. It's not just with you that he tries to do it.
I guess so. Like, it's more of like a...
It's a preference.
It's like a huge fantasy of his. Like, he'll tell me, like, all the time about how he thinks about
it. It's a reality of his.
And it's like, well, I think it's because it was his first experience with it. Like, that's just where his mind
And he did it with a girl he loved. So then I guess he fell in love with the idea of a threesome. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess that's how...
Wow, it's really weird. It's especially weird that we're talking about it. But well, it's funny. Yeah, classic. Classic.
But then the second one was with a coworker and a guy that we had met that night at a bar.
Did you cheat on your boyfriend? With
No.
Broken up.
We were broken up. This was recent.
So you just did one threesome with boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was happening like weekly. About to say. Okay, and that's totally chill.
I did just with my other fantasy coworker, but then she was too drunk, and we were like,
where do you work?
So, I work at a mental health agency.
That's, we're no, like, It was rhetorical. You're straight. What? Well, you're not actually straight, but you're okay. it fell through, I guess.
So then she, that was like my first like real like girl on girl encounter.
It's insane.
It was very interesting.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't like she knew what she was doing because like she fucked around with other girls before, so like she definitely like knew. I was like, wow, like you're very good.
So you did it with a lesbian this time. She was familiar with the equipment. And then it was a very positive experience.
To go, and I was like, okay, like the guy's telling me to like do things to her, and I was more like,
well,
I was like, I don't want to.
yeah, you want that.
So I was only like, that's why I'm saying like I'm not like full on like into girls, but like there are some things I'm like, like I'll do, and then I'm like.
Well, I mean, if it was Ariana Grande, you have to be alien gender to not want to go for that. Let's be honest here. I think gay guys get hard on Ariana.
God, she's so perfect. Why did God make a person like that?
Technically, there's no God. There's sub-quantum particles, but it's a different story.
Oh, are you now atheist?
No, I'm agnostic. So, like, I believe in, like, a Jewish God, and, like, Jews are the chosen people, but, like, I don't believe in, like, the, per se, like, 5,000-year story. Jill?
Sure.
No, like, it's super complicated, but long story short, like, I don't think anyone made Ariana in particular, but she's here, and we're all fucking jealous of her. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And the damnedest thing. So you had two threesomes. Cool.
I had another one. Like, I had the same one the following weekend. So I definitely had, like...
Double header.
Three different encounters, but, like, with the same two people two different times. So, like...
What actually feels better though? Coming down to it, a girl who knows what she's doing or a guy who knows what he's doing?
A guy for me.
Okay, so you're probably straight then with lesbian.
I'm probably
tendencies.
I would say I'm like
you
I'm
lean like
bi-
straight.
I'm like bi-curious. I'm like
yeah, definitely. No. I'm curious.
Like, girls don't
yeah.
Have and like,
right.
That's not fun.
I'm straight, but I'm just curious in general. But I would go for lesbians. I would go for straight girls. I'm not super particular. So,
but you wouldn't like go for guys.
Do I seem like I would go for guys?
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm asking you.
Yeah, no. I think most guys don't go for guys, although it seems more common today. I think it's more common today than it was like 100 years ago or something. But
I was talking to a guy once that was very much like about wanting to have a threesome with me. I also have
maybe it was just an excuse to get in bed with you, and he would suck his boy off because he wanted to run.
No, he would
run
like
with you so
me,
bad.
He would send me like pictures of guys that he knew that I were either friends or that he would like know from other people, and like he would send them to me and be like, oh, what do you think of this guy, like, and I'm like, so he wanted to like do it with me with another guy, but then also wanted to have a threesome with me another girl.
So now what's the guy doing in these situations when the girl's just going down on you and you're in cloud nine? Is the guy like checking his phone? Is he changing the condom?
What was he doing? I mean, I guess maybe he could have been fucking her from behind, like, the girl.
Okay.
Like,
no. Okay.
So maybe that, but, like...
So she's a lesbian, but she liked being fucked from behind.
What?
She liked being fucked from behind, even though she's a lesbian.
No, she wasn't a lesbian, the girl.
Oh, okay.
She's also just, like, bisexual. Because she had a boyfriend, so she's actually...
Oh, she's straight. She's straight. Or
she's bi.
Super bi. I guess she's like Tana Mongeau that she, like, literally will date guys and girls.
Well, she's in an open relationship with a guy.
And she'll fuck girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know plenty of people like that.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, I wasn't in an open relationship, like, when I was with my boyfriend at the time, but, like, I was fine with us, like, having threesomes and, like, doing whatever, like, all that kind of stuff, but not in, like, a separate way. Like, I wouldn't want him to, like, go off with without me. Like, it would
be, that'd
like,
be fucked up. Yeah, that wouldn't be loyal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of thought for the longest time that I knew you had that wild side to you. I didn't know the extent. I always kind of thought you were a little bit of a...
How did you know?
A little bit of a nympho from back in Israel.
I don't... To be quite honest, like, I genuinely, and this is not to sound, like, bad, but I really don't remember how things unraveled the way they did when we, like, fooled around, like...
Yeah.
And it was so, like, fast. Like, I don't really remember how it happened.
Oh,
how
yeah.
It was like, boom, 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 and then I was, like, done. And I was like, what just happened?
We were fools.
We were fools. Literally.
Yeah, we were fools. 100%. So, long story short...
Israeli soldier man.
That night?
And then I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, we didn't bang. But we, like, fooled around. And then I remember my ex-ex at the time. Well, he was really my ex. Like, I was on a break. So he had found out that I was fooling around with one of the soldiers. And he got, like, really upset. And then I was like, I'm breaking. Like,
so you were on a break with someone on the trip. And you did all your stuff. And you just had fun. Yeah, no, the way I took it, I was in my room hanging with Ian. We were playing cards.
Right.
Fucking around. So then Gil was with all the popular people, and you were there. You were having a time. I heard people were playing drinking games, and I think you might have had one or two. I think you were on one or two. And someone was making bets or dares. I don't know what happened. Wasn't there. But something happened where Gil said he'll give 40 shekels to one person who runs across the hedges and comes into our room. And you raised your hand, jump up, woohoo! Me, ding, 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 ding. I'll do it.
Oh my God.
That's me, Gil. So then, lo and behold, I'm in my room and Gil runs up, he says, we got that girl on our trip, Sam. She's coming into the room right now. She said she would get with you. I said, me? I said, I don't quite know Sam like that. That would be out of place. I don't want to be ungentlemanly. And he says, no, just have fun. It's all good. She said
it's
that she wants
good.
To do it. He said, just do it. And he said, maybe I'll join or something later on. I say, whatever you say. Whatever you say. Lights go off.
Wow.
You hop. I think you ran across a garden that was heavily watched. I don't know how you got past because there were Israeli armed forces that had the compound perimeter on lock. As in, there were people walking around with fucking ARs trying to guard to see anyone running. Because they had to protect against ISIS and terrorists. You know the drill. That shit was down. You had to be a secret agent. I'm saying, like, 007s. Like, better than that to be able to get past those guards. Somehow, some way, you make it into our room. Hop another fence to get through past the main balcony.
I literally don't remember any of this.
It was about 5 feet up from the ground level. So you had to hop a 5-foot balcony to then basically shot put up into our little outer deck. And then, bam! There you were. Fuck up, guys. It's Sam.
Wow. I'm impressed with myself.
I was impressed, too. I think we all were. It was... Shit was hilarious, bro. I swear.
Wow.
No, it was so funny. Don't feel embarrassed or anything. It was a lot of fun.
I'm more just, like, amazed with myself. Like, that really happened. Like, okay.
It happened. Basically, you came into bed, and we fooled around for, like, a minute, and one thing led to another. Gil started standing over our bed, and he wanted to join in. And I said, get the fuck away. Like, I don't know what he said to you beforehand, if you guys agreed that he would come in the picture.
I don't remember.
Or if he said he wanted to get with you. He basically, like, took out his dick and he was ready to just, like, go in. Essentially, he was going to rape me and you in order to get this threesome that he wanted. And then, I don't, maybe you would have liked it. For me, I didn't really want him to join the picture. So I said, get the fuck away! He starts tickling his balls to show he's in it for the long haul. He's basically like, let me join in, please. I'll give you shekels. I said, get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! What are you doing? Fuck out of here! Gil! He's like, I'll give you 20 shekels. 20 shekels. We're like, no! Peace! Later! Fucking loser! Fuck out of here! He's like, 40 shekels, 40 shekels. He starts taking out his wallet, starts taking out money and throwing it down. He was making offers. He was going to pay to get in this fucking mishmash. This thing that I didn't even know was going to happen 5 minutes before. And I'm sure you were thinking the same. Like, what? You weren't thinking anything.
I just want to know, like, where my head was at in this moment, like,
no, it was cool. We have fun. Honestly, I always remember that because you treated me really well.
Thank you. I'm very sorry I don't remember it.
Yeah. No, it's cool. You gave me head.
Yeah. No, I do remember that. I just really don't remember, like, that was, like, literally what I tell you, the only thing that I remember was, like, coming in.
Girls always remember that part, somehow. Everything else is a blur, but they say, I say, we had sex. She said, yeah. Always.
No, we didn't have sex.
I'm saying if it's some, right. Girls somehow always remember that, and I busted probably quicker than I ever have, to be honest, especially from head. You, like, it was really good.
Thank you.
And don't blush on me here, but
like, pat myself on the back and say, like, I am.
Yo, you finished me off, girl. You took beginning to end. It was fucking great.
Thanks.
I felt like I wanted to, like, pay you back, but then the next day it was so awkward. I didn't know how to, like, approach it after that. So I thought I would end up, like, talking about it with you, like, towards the end of the trip. And then it just kept getting put off until basically the trip was over. And I'm like, shit, I didn't even get her number and get to, like, have, like, a goodbye. So it was, even though our hello was pretty fucking wild as well. So that was the story.
Like, I'm sorry that never happened.
Don't say sorry, please. You're good.
It was fun. So impromptu, and it was just so, like,
I like spontaneous shit. I try and live life spontaneous. Like this FaceTime, it was completely unexpected. Neither of us knew we were doing it, and then it only took 2 weeks of planning.
No, that's okay.
Act 2.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Fag? So, the most important thing that you need to know about the last 10 years of your life is now that our human race is onboarded onto the hard drive, what you would call the internet, we are experiencing our reality in a different way than we ever have. Maybe. But I know one thing for certain.
You're ranting to yourself. Just talk to yourself in the mirror.
I know one thing for certain. That the people...
This is just getting sad, bro.
People are favoring niche items. We're not going for the mainstream. That is for a fact. Internet can tell if something is bullshit, if it's too mainstream. Think Hillary Clinton. But they like niche things, like Naruto and Andrew Yang and Elon Musk.
So basically what you're saying is all the nerdy shit that I like is what people like these days.
And oddly enough, nerds like Donald Trump. And they like Kanye West and Bill Gates.
I don't think people like Kanye West.
Not that many people like Kanye West. So the internet portrays things in a way that if it looks...
what do you want from me, bro?
Too real. So your reality and every decision that has happened to people's lives has been based off of niche ideas.
This I just like anime, bro. I think you're thinking about it too much.
No. That there's a new order of things. And the things that one...
No, you're talking to someone who gets called a skater hipster. Like, obviously I'm into things that people don't like.
So the way that movies about gay dudes and plays... About cats dying.
A movie about a gay dude, just look at your brother's Instagram.
Zinger. Ooh, in the karate.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Such a horrible friend.
Look at your brother's Instagram story.
Oh my god, that's good. That's just gold, man.
Good, that was
golden. Props to you on that one.
Thank you.
But I think we should actually be more concerned that niche ideas literally elected us a president of the United States. Never
hold on
before.
One second, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Logan.
Okay. Are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Bro, I'm at work.
How come you're not talking being an asshole?
Because my boss is in here, so I have to be productive.
I was the one who called you. I'll just finish up what I had to say really quickly. I'm not trying to be a dick or anything. But seeing out is the fact that all those dumb, like, let's call them white people movies... won Oscars since it fucking came out in 1940, and that was the order of things.
Well, that was because of Weinstein and how they advertised it and all that shit, but
sort of-ish, even though he was a closeted rapist, but that's because...
Yo, bro, did you see the reports that came out about him being a tranny?
Oh, dude, I believe it, though, because those are the type of people that take out sexual aggression as power.
Yeah, and, bro, it's fucked up.
It is. Tell the overnight guy.
So...
Fuck beyond all belief. Fubar.
So the fact that movies like The Joker and Brad Pitt's dumbass roles, how those have been out for a while, but the fact that Brad Pitt, for being in a Tarantino movie, won supporting actor, and The Joker, Batman's fucking friend, that's who's getting the lead actor Academy Award, and a fucking Asian real-life anime movie is what takes away... 6 out of, like, all the awards. 4 to 6 nominations, 4 wins, best picture of the motherfucking year. First foreign film to ever break that record. I think it's a new goddamn world order, and I know why it's happening. It's not just that the niche items look convincing online. It's that those succeed because of online, but everyone's online. So even people that wouldn't normally be into these things... are activated by social media, acting as the conduit for these thoughts of just nerdy people who knew how to use the internet better and bring these things online for everyone who is now on the internet to consume. So we're artificially liking the shit from Weebos, and their taste, like having the Joker win and Asian films, is now setting the trend for where we are as a country. It's such a horrible, twisted gay fantasy.
It really is, just like your brother's Insta stories.
Ah! Don't insult my family twice. It's too hurtful. Yo, it's so crazy.
He's the one recording. It's so crazy. His girlfriend have a bigger fucking, Adam's apple than he does.
Stop! Please! So, Andrew, again, if I tell him that his brother is gay, he'll start to cry and he'll say, he'll get really serious, like a life coach shit, and say, don't talk about my brother like that. He knows. That's why he does it. Wow. He literally knows. That's absolutely sad. Terrifying. Because if someone didn't know, then they would just laugh it off. Wow. It must be so weird, though, to be good at stand-up comedy and not be able to laugh at yourself or have a sense of humor about things. Oh, wait, that wouldn't make him good.
Bro, he's not funny. What's the
Have you seen his videos? Andrew's brother, John.
So bad.
John's videos are trash. Dude, he blocked me.
No, I was like, oh yeah, that's time my train time. Yeah, that's what I figured. Me and my friend were talking at work, and I was like, wait, what is wrong with me to look up? I was making fun of my friend on the phone. I know, bro, I heard all of that. You were making like amazing podcast material, and you didn't even realize. Yo, I'm so on point, bro. It's fucking crazy.
Alright, you don't have to get cocky about it.
I'm not being cocky, it's just like, it's nice being clear-headed.
Most
like,
people don't, most people don't say that about themselves, but considering you were foggy-headed for 3 years, I guess you kind of earned the right to maybe say...
I've been foggy-headed since I'm 17. For a long time. The last year was, like, really bad, like, openly discussing suicide, like, that's really, really foggy. That's not good thinking pattern whatsoever.
It's really sad, actually.
Really? You don't need to love me. I'm aware. Thanks, bro.
What were we saying before this? We got sidetracked.
Who knows? Oh, John Gamfrush's brother. No, John Gamfrush is not being funny.
So you were saying it's because everyone from high school fucking blocked me. The thing is, he didn't even remember to block me on that, but the second I followed him, bro, I was 30 seconds into the video. He must have literally been on that account. It's not even his real account. It's a comedy account that he made, and he literally was on it quick enough to block me within 30 seconds. He probably got the notification, literally just clicked it immediately.
Was it a free account? Like, you could follow it, like, you didn't have to be accepted?
It was Instagram. Yeah, Instagram is free.
Well, you could have, like, your shit on private settings, and then they can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was free.
Like you had to
it was open. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you meant you had to pay for. So sorry.
No. What are you talking about?
Not at all. I'm on dope, bro.
Aren't you like in another state?
No, I got
nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks, bud. yeah, he does not like me. I'm not sorry.
A lot of people don't like you, bro.
Yeah, I guess he has one of the most reasons, too, since I've kind of been bullying him since first grade, and, like, I still call him a fan to this day. And he still doesn't like it. Yo, dude, the same torture to someone for 16 years. No more! First grade is 6 years old. Oh, my God. I've been doing the same shit for 20 years. I'm going to be 26 in...
like 3 weeks. Wait, are you going home this weekend?
I don't think so. I'm going to Queens.
All I remember is you saying that you were coming home one weekend, and that's when I would get my piercings.
I'll probably be home the week after.
Whatever.
Yeah.
More piercings, so I'll probably do two this
I was gonna come this weekend, but I found out I had to take a flight that Sunday fucking night.
What? Where? What flight?
Some gay shit to Illinois. I knew all along. I just like.
That's so gay.
I didn't care. No, I just didn't care enough to check the dates because I have such disrespect for the people forcing me to do this. I just didn't even...
You literally told your boss that you need to be babysitting.
Yeah, I'm trying to get fired, bro.
Yo, you're literally, like, trying.
I'm trying. They won't do it. They're desperate. It's crazy. They're pretty desperate, bro. They would have replaced me if they could. It's terrible, actually.
Absolutely awful.
It's quite sad. blah, blah. Yeah, I bullied Johnson for 20 years. That's a long time to do it to someone. I can totally see why he would block me, actually. He thought I was just making fun of him. No, I really like what he had to say. I don't try to bully him most of the time. I'm just an ass and overly aggressive to people who I know can't defend themselves. Isn't that what everyone does? So.
No, I defend the people.
Yeah, you defend the people who can't defend themselves. Like, wow. The only time you would talk shit about John is if you thought he was being a dick to someone.
John wasn't normally a dick to people, so I didn't talk shit about him.
No, I know. You never have a reason to talk shit about someone who isn't normally a dick to people. You seem to know some people who were normally dicks to people. Not normally, but... No, you were friends with good people for the most part. You only turned to bad hombres after graduation, really. You had, like, all of, like...
I wasn't even really a bad hombre.
You had all... You had... Yeah, you were friends with all the kids who could... Who would be, like, most likely to take home to mom. And then there was random Nick Markatakis and the Christodoulos. New York Tanks. They were just randomly there. And Pat McGuire, I don't think, most likely to take home to mom and dad. But he cool.
Oh, and Paige Barnaby wanted to, right? Yeah, Paige definitely wins that 100%.
She wants Pat?
Yeah, she won most likely to bring home to mom and
dad. Oh, no. I thought you said she won. I thought you said she wanted Pat. The 220.
No.
Thank God.
I said that about Paige, and then I was saying my girlfriend won Rebel Without a Cause.
Paige Reyes won that?
Yes, yeah. She won it
while with Dova. Did Dova fuck her, like, for the award? No. Like, okay.
Dova was in love with Jillian Stakeham, and even when they were broken up, he wouldn't have sex with other people because he was, like, so madly in love with her.
I just remember Jilly saying so to people. Sad. Yeah, that is really sad, though. But Jilly said to people in secret, don't trust Herrick's people. They all do shady shit. And since he fucked each one of the hot girls, allegedly, every single girl in the hot group, I think he knew that they all cheated on their boyfriends from time to time. Like, every single girl cheated. From what I knew, at least half of them did. But I think he knew, like, the other half also did.
Did you not know that?
I wished it wasn't true.
Do you remember at my party when Michelle Leibowitz and Corey Podstuka made out? Yeah. That was one of the best moments of my life.
Wow.
I was just like, this is amazing.
That sounds pretty goddamn cool. I can't
lie. Did you not see that?
I wasn't invited to parties.
You were at my party.
Oh, your party.
I made sure you were there, yeah.
I think I was outside smoking or being... Yo, I fell down the stairs in a morph suit.
That was so funny.
It's pretty funny.
That was before the party even started. You were just smoking and just got hurt.
It was just...
like, nothing hasn't even started yet, and you just got fucked up. You were just being Ogan. Like, there was nothing
Don't say my name, though. Yeah, don't say my name, but there was nothing wrong with me. So funny. And
so funny. You were just being Oaken.
Yeah, don't say my name, but...
Why?
Oh. Wait, were you one of the people who gave me permission for us to pod while we were just casually talking?
Are you recording this?
Yo, people have been getting so mad hearing that line.
No one agreed to that.
That's so weird. I thought at one point you said you wanted shit to be randomly recorded and, like, put on the thing. I thought you were up for it. That's crazy. I won't post it.
You just assume everyone's down for it and you do these fucked up things.
That's true. That's true. I didn't ask you. Get the fuck out, dude. Like, go to an ATM.
I would do this?
Just go somewhere else, bro. He literally said, go somewhere else, bro.
Would you think I'd be cool with this?
I said, all the ATMs are closed. He said, go somewhere else, bro.
Bro, you just go to a 7-Eleven. They have an ATM in there.
it was an unfamiliar area in the East Village at like 1 a.m. I was mad depressed getting shot down by the cunt human rights Moroccan cunt chick.
Who's that ugly?
She was a lot better looking than me. She was a lot less
than she was ugly, but
she was ugly.
She was you're saying she's ugly, that's fucked.
She was better looking than me.
Bro, is there a point that you thought, did you think Claudia was good looking?
I don't know what I thought, because, like, she fucked me so quickly, I only had a chance to think about getting fucked next. And, like, I didn't want to, like, rush into the relationship, because she had, like, alien head and, like, horrible self-confidence issues.
Yeah, bro, she's disgusting. I actually laughed. I started laughing.
Oh, my, oh, that was so dude, funny. She looks different now. So she's emaciated and has a really large head. Her head was smaller when she was with me, and she had much bigger ass and tits, which is weird. So now she
but didn't she lose all that weight because you were horrible there? Told she was fat.
I am MKUltra'd her.
Yo, bro, it's actually crazy. Like, this actually is an abusive relationship. Like, the fact that she hasn't blocked you shows that, like,
she still needs to get validation.
Yeah, she still needs to Oh my god, bro.
Terrible.
You're a piece of shit.
Yo, the MKUltra didn't stop. Make it stop. Stop.
You're an actual piece of shit.
Oh, fuck. Dude, don't say that, because it's true. Stop. I'm literally melting. I'm going to kill myself.
Kill yourself, bro.
If I wasn't saving so many lives with cancer, I actually would.
Do it.
Yeah, you fucking ass. You never stop being an evil devil child. No human says that to someone.
Bro, I'm impersonating fucking Palpatine from
Star Wars. No, you're impersonating the Family Guy version of Palpatine. Oh.
No, he actually says do it when he, to kill, Darth Sidious, to kill, yeah. Count Dooku.
That's true. I know, dude, I saw that scene a few weeks ago. It's mad cool.
Wow, wow.
Thanks. Wow. That's fucked. Terrible.
Terrible, dude.
Yeah, no, the MKUltra shit's fucked up.
You really shouldn't put this on our podcast.
Yeah, that's when the government comes
actually,
to my house.
Anyway, it's fine. Like, I just want to get these episodes done with. I really don't care.
Oh, do you hate the podcast now?
No, I just want to move on to the Duke Crew experience.
Dude, we're going to move on. The first time, the next time you came here to do, like, an episode, there's, like, an actual episode
I wrote. Well, we have to have an interview with someone ready.
What?
I thought we had to have someone to be on the
Yeah, show. No, like it's... Albanian girls no, dude, I know. No, it's literally all perfect. We literally did everything we had planned except
When's
for
Albanian
one...
When's Albanian girl getting back?
I don't think she ever wants to look at me again, but you could probably text her and get a pretty good result. Because she's been texting everyone else in the office. Except me.
Oh, wait, she's back?
No, she's been texting people here and there in the office.
So then she's back.
No, in Albania, and usually when someone leaves, they clear their shit off their desk and their computer for, like, after, like, 2 days. But she said that she might come back from Albania, so, like, they left her office and her name in the computer and shit. They fucking love her.
What? I'm just trying to fuck Albania, bro.
Because they hate me so much.
They hate you so much.
And they compare...
They don't even meet me.
They compare... I'm useless.
She snippy you and didn't know me, but you got invited to her party because she wanted me to come.
Yo, you never even met her, and she's known me for 2 years.
Never even met her, and she's, you're like, bro, you're going
yo,
farther with
oh
this
my
people in the office.
No, bro, she's been within 10 feet of me. With an open walkway between us for 2 years. And you got invited from
a... Oh my, didn't even know her.
You never even seen her.
She just sent me pictures of herself.
That's true. You did text her for 2 days.
Literally for 2 days.
Well, I mean, I guess you get a pass if, like, she wanted to fuck you. Like, since there's no way she's gonna fuck me.
I got invited to the party and you got invited because she was like, well, I don't know him and I know this guy, so I kind of have to have him come.
Even though she's lesbo, she was probably trying to fuck you. And
there's no such thing as a true lesbian, bro.
I know, bro. They're just Amazon queens.
They just... Bro, it comes down to everyone likes tits.
So?
There's nothing terrible about that. Tits are awesome.
Yo, it's crazy. You get so different at talking, and you're probably much better when you don't know you're being recorded. So crazy. Not better at talking.
I know I'm being recorded right now.
No, I know. When you don't know you're being recorded, you're so much better at making your own ridiculous points. But it's cool.
I think everyone loves tits. How's that ridiculous?
I think you just try to be polite when you know you're being recorded, which is like a totally human thing.
And you said during the Albanian girls interview, like, I love opiates.
That's because she and her friends do pills, dude. That's why she brought them up.
Yeah, they brought it up. And
they brought it up.
Like, let's be honest.
Dude.
Opiates are amazing.
Dude, you had a suicidal heroin problem. And did 30 times more than they probably ever done. Or at least doing the average day.
Like, when I told Maddie, like, oh yeah, the night that we came over to your friend's house, I was on like 120 milligrams of Oxycontin. And she just looks at me and she's like, what? And I'm like,
yeah. Oh, dude, she would make that face to me too when I would say something that makes her so disgusted and feel awkward.
She wasn't disgusted. She was like, she seemed more impressed. She was like, what?
Oh, really?
How could you take that much and not be like...
So you were just doing your gay Milo shit and she wanted to fuck you. So sad.
She clearly wanted to fuck me at the beginning before you talked mad shit about her.
I had to, bro.
It was so painfully obvious to everyone.
Oh my god, it was. And she pretty much like stopped like... It was like the beginning of the end the second she met you, and then every single other thing that would have went wrong did.
You just ruined it because you were like, I didn't even do that to you to open it.
You didn't. Coroned it.
Yo, I actually didn't believe you to the point that you even told me you had sex with her, and I laughed about it.
You literally couldn't take what I was saying seriously.
Like, yeah, good one, bro. But you're like, no, dude, like, seriously.
Such an insult to my life, but it's really not too far off from any type of truth.
Dude,
it's really not far off.
You were holding
Altman on way too high of a standard until it was that moment you realized she really is a whore. She really is.
I knew she was a whore. I just didn't think she would step down to you.
Dude, whores, I'll tell you that secret, that whores don't have really that boundary. Even with me, I still violate, obviously, the whore boundary. But, like, if they have a reason, I think she was just trying to fuck you over, to be honest.
I think she was just trying to get me jealous.
Yeah. And also, she, like, legit was, like, desperate for, like, any dick. And I was literally there begging. She didn't want to at first, but, like, she's such a horrible, depressed girl.
I was so awful the past few months that even she blocked me.
Isn't she engaged?
Who knows?
Not every engaged girl can stay in constant contact with you. Sorry to say.
I mean, I know Evie doesn't have me blocked at the moment. How the fuck is what Evie said? You know, we're gonna get married after I divorce my fucking husband, right? And I was like,
"Well, she said, yeah." Wait, did you see that video by Nelk Boys I sent you that Corona said Sherrod looked like Sherrod?
No, I normally don't watch videos or something. Yeah,
it's the best video ever. And at the end, some black guy, he is a 20-year-old virgin, and he just has mad, like, interesting clothes. And he goes to his
oh shit my bad
he goes to his apartment they say you're gonna lose your virginity.
Oh, the great Windex.
So then, 330.
Windex is out there. If you need Windex. Sorry, what were you saying?
30 Daniela Caca Valley size sumo wrestler chicks come in bikinis to his place with Riley Reed. Riley Reed hands out to all the boys flashlights. And then the black dude who's a 20-year-old virgin is in a room, and then the 30 girls, they all grab for his cock. And then, like, the dudes are, like, walking by, back pictures? In.
Well, I was gonna do the stovetop thing, right? I'm doing the stovetop thing. Yeah, I know, I have to actually install them, though. I know which island to install them on.
Oh,
yeah. I know. I know where it goes. I'm doing it right now.
Okay, it's in that cover stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know where that goes too.
Okay.
It goes on. I'm trying to find like a rag or something. When I get over there, I'll show you which one.
Might want to get rid of this battle before they take out a double stick, but we don't know when they're gonna come and grab.
Okay. So. Okay. Sorry, Logan. I guess that at work.
And
my boss is in here, so like me and this other dude are kind of like.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool, though. So the sumo wrestler is basically he's fucking them.
So it's a sumo wrestler girl.
Yeah, bro. It was a room with 30 of them that showed up to the house in bikinis, and they all wanted.
Wait, the guys showed up in bikinis?
No, girls.
Danielle and Harvey. Riley Reid was in charge?
The Nelk boys set it up, but Riley Reid was handing out flashlights. Because the black dude originally said he wanted to lose his V to Riley Reid. So she shows up, and then the sumo wrestlers show up. And they have mad fun. And then the girls are acting so DTF. They literally suck him dry, and then he fucks, like, two of them for hours. And then the girls had, like, an amazing time, the sumo wrestlers. And then they say, the Nelk boys ask, are you guys... They walk out of the room, everyone's applauding them, like, all the bros, like, legit, like, gentlemen's golf applause. No, but it was, like, a legit one, like, so happy for him. And then they say, are you gonna date him now? And then sumo wrestler says, I have a boyfriend. But, and then I'm like, oh my god. And then they interview the black dude, he's like... it's like I released myself into the universe. I had to do it. Release into the universe. And then this Indian bra who's like help. It's his boy. He reminds me and Corona of Sherrod. And Corona used to bully Sherrod, and he still thinks Sherrod lies about the amount of girls he fucks. So he loves looking at this Indian kid. And, just high babblings of drug addiction. Nothing.
Nothing.
So what's your methodology for solving cancer? When are you gonna do that? How crazy Gleb has my phone plugged in, he's like, what is this? It was literally a cancer podcast. I'm like, it's nothing. It's like cancer podcast? His mom's literally dying of cancer. And he's just so confused. I'm like, I just listen to science and stuff. You know how it'd be.
You know how it'd be, kid.
Either he completely doesn't know what's going on, or he knows I'm as weird as I seem. Who fucking
knows? I think he knows how weird you are at this point, bro.
He has to.
They must want to fire you so badly, but you're not doing anything.
That's not true. Gleb threatens me like almost every day still because the work's getting so much more and it's just getting so sloppy and like not looked after. So I bring shit down to Gleb to review with him yesterday. He starts yelling at me in the hotel lobby and he looks so serious. He looks like if he had a gun, he would literally like ice me in the street. Bro, he's like 5'3" and like so serious faced.
Yeah.
Picture like an Irish dude with like kind of that body, but like 5'3". If you shrunk Mike Myers down the same proportion, shrunk. Like
okay.
That so, Irish face.
Okay.
Yeah. But he also took Trevor Holroyd.
Yo, do you have like a scraper, bro, for like
toxic people in my life?
They have like the fucking sticker stuck on the thing that I have to do, and it looks fucked. No, I don't. You're fucked. Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
So how do you plan on solving cancer? Because
me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't think that we are allowed to solve cancer.
Do you not have a desire to, or you don't think
it's? Bro, it's not possible to. What do you not understand?
The government has laws.
The FDA will sue you.
No, no.
You cannot
other
be
country.
Part of it.
Other,
they
well,
will take every dollar from
well, people
you
are,
and make you not want to have a cure.
No, people
that
are...
That is what I believe.
People are currently looking for cures, though.
Yeah, and then when they actually discover it or rediscover it, because they've already found the cure several times, because there's different cures for different cancers,
no,
every single time
that,
one comes out...
No.
The FDA sues the fuck out of them.
No,
until they can no longer
you don't get it.
Practice.
No, they keep curing it. It mutates too quickly. They said for some reason cancer will have more mutations than any other cell, so that new kinds keep coming out that are so immune to the medications they end up becoming new cancer.
Yeah, and Dr. Brzezinski has been using the same medication for the past 50 years, and it kills fucking. And he has a 70-80% success rate with brain tumors and brain cancer. So.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still practicing in Texas.
Can you, like, send me something? Of like,
I did, and then you said, no, that's bullshit, bro. And I was like, yeah, 70-80% success rate is bullshit.
How do we know he's actually doing that and it's not live?
Because the FDA has sued him 13 times to the point that...
I don't think that means he's saving lives,
bro. Fucking finish.
That's so funny.
Shit.
That's so funny.
He has brought police officers to the trial, and this is what the police officer said.
He saved my life.
2 years ago,
I saw the movie.
No,
I saw the
not
movie.
What happened.
I saw
that's
the movie,
happened.
Dude.
Yeah, and guess what? You're saying that's not what happened.
The police. The entire movie's about the cop. The entire movie's about
that's
the cop.
That's not what he said. You have no idea.
I watched it.
About. Bro, then how do you not know who Dr. Brzezinski is?
Because I saw the movie a few years ago.
Bro, the movie first off that I'm talking about, I watched with Mike Drutowski back in 2012.
Oh, dude, you fucking showed it to me while we were on dope, you ass.
Okay.
Ass.
So what did the cop say?
His, like, family comes in and shit, and he basically
says... That's not what happens whatsoever. He is discussing how he had twins, and one of the twins
was
born with stage 4 cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
the fucking doctors give her heavy doses of radiation. It does not cure the cancer. He brings his daughter as a 1-year-old to Dr. Brzezinski. Dr. Brzezinski cures the brain cancer.
I remember
8
that.
Months later, the baby dies due to radiation poisoning
from
what the doctors did originally.
That's how everyone dies, bro. That's why I really my research.
Yeah.
And that's why it's my dad.
Radiation causes fucking cancer.
Well, yeah, it caused a blood clot in my dad's lungs, so he died of the radiation blood clot.
Yeah.
So.
The treatment for cancer causes cancer and kills people.
I know, bro.
So.
Gleb's mom is going through a third round.
Clearly, they're not looking for
his mom's going through a third round of chemo. It sucks.
Yeah, clearly, they don't have the best intentions for people with cancer. It's pretty obvious that they just want people's money.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. Just look into it.
All right, so I guess Brzezinski's scheme is...
And the food that we have in this country causes cancer. The cigarettes in this country cause more cancer. Everything in this country is made to produce more cancer than other countries.
Brzezinski's cures and shit are going to have to come mainstream. That's all that's going to have to happen.
Newports are even making more likely to have diabetes.
Okay. All right, Brzezinski is the point of interest. He's like 50% of it.
He's still on the phone.
What? Can you not hear me? Holy shit, dude. I was on mute. I'm so sorry. How long was I not talking for? I was talking the entire time.
A minute.
Okay. I said that Brzezinski's... Oh, wow. I thought you were just agreeing with me the whole time. You literally didn't hear me. Brzezinski's formulas are the new point of interest, and 50% of the research will be devoted to helping Brzezinski bring his cure to the public.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know,
and cancer's not even important in other countries. It's all,
you know,
it's only a deal here.
A cure for cancer?
Peptides.
Very interesting.
Peptides.
Huh?
I'm looking. I'm looking at Wikipedia, bruh. It's peptides.
Yeah, he found it in piss.
I know. Peptides is piss. I know.
It's so cool.
What a G.
Yep. While he was in fucking college, he figured it out.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, so he's a prodigy. Why was he researching piss in college?
Because he was just taking a class and he was researching piss and he was interested in cancer.
That's
and
awesome.
He realized that people with cancer were lacking two different types of protein in their piss. So the pill that he made just has that protein in it and it cures fucking cancer.
Hmm.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all the cancer cure is?
Yep. He basically made an antibiotic for cancer.
So all of our families died for nothing?
For nothing. For money.
How come you didn't try to bring his cure to the public?
Because I am poverty stricken, and that is not even.
Yeah, bro.
I'm focused on, like, trying to get food for myself.
Okay.
Like,
I'm just going to put it in the show then.
This shit, okay?
Yeah, it's just going in the show, and it's not going to have anything to do with then.
That's why I say, bro, we have to produce the show as quickly as possible. Like, I'm
still
writing,
bro.
About the world.
I know. I only am at now in the timeline. Pretty good, actually. I'm at March 28th.
Wait, do you even have the Alvina story down out of curiosity?
Yeah, I wrote it down when you wrote it today.
I
know. We already have the other shit. All right, unimportant. Don't worry, there's other material.
Bro, that's a really
funny
story.
Yo, I'm going to...
My friend at work the other day, and he was like, wait.
Wait.
This girl came back and gave you another chance after you cheated on her, and I'm like, yeah, she came back two more times. And she was like, bro, you're a fucking idiot. And yeah, I checked on Instagram. Her fucking boyfriend did propose to her. It's fucked. I can never...
Terrible.
That's
so sad. That's so sad.
Yeah. I know. I actually really liked Alvina.
Is he good looking?
Probably my number one regret.
Is he good looking?
Everything in my life, how crazy is that? My number one regret is Alvina.
That's really weird. Is he good looking? That's so weird because Amanda's my one regret. And you said you said that's Alvina. You said that was your own. Oh my god. And I went with Altman. I went with the Altman chick.
Yeah, I know.
You.
I told you.
You not only knew what was going on, you predicted in intensive detail to 100% precision everything that happened.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh my god. Alright, I need to know.
Act 3.
And like, you're my fucking homie. And it's just like, I want the best for you. And it's just like, I have people chattering in my ear saying, bro, you gotta delete him on Snapchat, you gotta delete him on Instagram, blah, 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 like, he's going crazy.
Is that just John, like, John and Murano, or anyone else, like, Slavin? Like, that sucks. Everyone?
Like, everyone. Like, we're in unison, bro, and it's just like, I'm the one that's standing up for you, I'm the one that's fucking, like, yeah, you guys don't know him.
I didn't realize you're
proving their point. And it's it has nothing to do with them. It has.
They don't even understand why, and the reason is probably far worse. They think for some stupid petty shit like that, it's that bad. It's that bad. It's just so, you can't even measure like this.
No, it's just like, yo, everyone, like, bro, it's just like,
fucking hate brigade. They got their nooses and.
No one has their nooses, bro. It's like a liability. It's like, what if especially with harassing Claudia, come back to you easily. Like, she could say.
I know, bro. She said she's coming into my office. The next thing she does, and she's gonna have a full report and everything with my company. This bitch is insane. I didn't mean for any of this.
No, and it's like, with the shit you posted, but, like, any of us are connected with you and, like, an employer sees that shit.
It's
like,
all over.
It's just,
me.
It's really bad. You know
but for me, though, not for, like, Greeks or anyone.
Okay, but for them, too, because, like, let's
how?
Them, like, that's just on their reputation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, bro, the things that you post and the things that you say and the things, like, it's just like, it's not a good look.
Terrible look, of course. So, like, I guess people don't want to, like, fuck with someone if they can't be seen with them. Or associate.
Who goes out of their way to harm people? Goes out of their way to say fucked up shit to people? And it's not even funny, and you think it's fucking hilarious.
Are we just talking about the Claudia and, like, fat chicks, or is this even something else?
Claudia, answer it, bro. It's, like, fucking years of shit, bro. It's just, like...
It's everything.
Yeah,
yo, this sounds like someone giving someone, like, an AA talk for basically saying this is why everyone has to dead you, and this is the way it has to be.
Dude, literally, it is. It literally is. AA
oh, it
talk.
Is. It is.
I'm not,
oh my god.
Intervention type, I'm being completely straight with you. No fucking barriers whatsoever. I'm not, like, I don't want to give you any fake news. I don't want to say anything fake to you. Like, you're a good, very good friend of mine. And I care about you a lot.
Thanks, dude.
And, like, I'm not going to hold anything back. Like, yo, if you're being a fuckboy, I'm going to tell you, bro, you're being a straight up fuckboy.
I am a fuck boy. I fuck
not,
boys.
That's what pisses me off, because you're not.
I don't fuck boys?
No, you might fuck boys.
I fuck boys.
But like, bro, you...
I just fuck like, someone!
Bro, I'm having a very serious conversation, and you keep...
No, I know, it's literally...
what I'm saying.
It's literally my life and my reputation, which I've always cared so little about. It's fucked. It's fucked, dude.
Bro.
This is the same thing that happened in high school when, like, people loved my shit for years, and then by graduation they all had to dead me because they didn't want to move into that next phase of their life being associated with some wank mate that's gonna fuck people over if, like, he has bad intentions and he's out to have a bad look. That's essentially what Rent-A-Friend Faba and Zachariah did to kind of me, and then I ended up harming, like, Brian, Ryan, and Corona. And try, because they all got associated with me. It's pretty unfortunate,
yeah.
Actually.
Right, bro. It's just like... Yo, it's
so
like,
unfortunate.
It's not even unfortunate, it's your doing. As
it
like,
is.
The forum
would for sure
like,
help.
Is this who you want to be, bro? Is that what you want for yourself? Like, if you could create anything for yourself, would it be that type of reputation? Would it be that... Those
probably not. I would
like,
say no.
If you want to leave any imprint on the world, wouldn't you want it to be positive?
Yeah. That's my plan.
So then fucking start doing it, bro. There's nothing holding you back, literally. Everything that you do... Like, not everything that you do, but like...
Everything I do is gay! Sorry.
Deflection.
Yeah,
dude. I'm just like... You know, for me personally, it's just like... Like, she's a nice girl, bro. And it's just like, you're fucking with her. Like, that rubs me the wrong way, because I always say my friends are an accurate representation of myself. And it's just like, how could I say that if like, one of my boys is acting in a way that's, like, not anything, not in any way that
a manner you would choose to act in. I feel like
that I would choose to act in or choose to be friends with someone. That
I feel like
them.
A lot of people feel the same as you, and a lot
like,
of people would not be cool with that shit at all. And it's just so babyish and immature, and
like
just a fake poser. Like, yeah, it's just it's artificial meanness to try and make people giggle or some shit. It just ends up looking. So god awful, mean spirited, cruel. But dude, I was looking at all the texts. This bitch cheated on me. She was like hitting up guys on J Swipe and going on dates while we were literally still together. I found this old text message.
I don't care, bro.
It's crazy.
That has nothing to do with me. That's not the present.
That's true. It happened. No more.
It really has, yeah, it has nothing to do with me, bro. It's just like...
Okay. What if a girl left me on the train tracks and I was bleeding on the side of the street? With what she did have to do with you?
Absurd hypothetical.
Well, Ryan talked about how all his ex-fiance was just such a horrible person that it made him want to jump in front of train tracks and want to off himself. And I would never, because
yeah,
I have goals.
My fucking ex was crazy, and she made me want to fucking kill myself too.
I feel
okay,
you.
And
so.
Well, you want to fucking, like, I've been there too, bro.
Fuck. That's crazy. Was that your only other real relationship from what you have
now? That was my only real relationship. Of course, I've been infatuated with other girls before, but.
Yeah.
Like, but it,
in
it
love.
Was just, like, yeah, that was my first real
relationship. That was your legit relationship. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, bro. Wow. I was coming in here like a couple times a month, bro.
Why only a couple?
Because I wasn't, she lived in Binghamton.
Wait, what was her name?
Morgan.
Oh, soccer player?
Yeah.
Wow. What a concept. Happy for you.
Very, very cute. Very nice body, and like on top of that, bro. Bro.
The pussy was insane. Yo, the pussy.
Like, yo,
the pussy is where you fall in love with the girl.
Oh, just, bro, like, yo, like, it was so good. Like, all the shit that was going down, I was just like, I cannot. Bro.
It's
like,
just fucking rainbows.
When, like, rational logic says, Andrew, break up with her, Andrew, break up with her, my dick was like, Andrew, you better not break up with her.
That's what's, right now, everyone's telling you to break up with me, and you're saying, I can. He's, like, too nice. I don't know what it is. He's just,
yeah,
he's just fire. Fun. Like, fire friend. I know you want to fuck our friendship. I got you. I try and be there for everyone and make everyone feel comfortable. But sometimes I do such the opposite. Like, would I try and show terms of endearment and bonding by being a savage on social media?
Bro, stop.
What?
So, like, yo, my main thing is just like, bro, I love you and I don't want to have to cut you off. But if you're acting that way towards other people, like, I don't have no choice. Literally, that's where I'm at, and it's just
so,
like, I don't
want to
do that, because you're my boy.
It sucks, dude, I know, Maddie had the same kind of ultimatum shit, like, 6 months before we broke up. It was so hard, but that's girl shit, yo. I don't like to do girl shit with, I really don't like to mix girl shit with friendship. Like, guys should act like bros, and, like, as long as you're straight up with me, and if you always let me know what's going on, then I will try to be better. And try and have people not see me in this way so that I don't become literally social outcast patient zero. That would be like the worst Gabe of all time. I don't want that for myself, dude. You telling me this all now is slightly upsetting, and I'd like to do things I could to avoid.
Yeah, dude, it's not for me. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself.
Yeah,
of course. Who do you want to be? Like, don't you want to look in the mirror and be comfortable? Don't you want to, like...
I am, dude.
Don't you want to talk to girls and be comfortable? No, but you're not, bro. You're deflecting everything that I'm saying, which means that you're scared to talk about real shit.
No, when I see girls, I'm, like, nervous, but it's only because I've been rejected so much, and when I get comfortable, they seem to like me the least. I'm not fucking with you on that one. I literally am seeing a psychiatrist to see why I get that uncomfortable in front of girls when, like, I have no reason to be. And, like, it has nothing to do with, like, me not thinking, like, I'm gonna know what to say or some shit. It has to do with, like, them rejecting me. You're not, like, a trained therapist, though, so, like, it's all good.
I'm not a trained therapist, you're right. I'm your boy.
You're a trained life coach.
I have no obligation to speak to you in any nice manner.
Yo, it's so weird when the therapist, like, has to speak nice no matter what, even when I tell him about fucking up David Kim in second grade. I'm like, I know he, like, should be calling me an asshole right now, and he just has to sit there and, like, half-smile for the rest of the class now. He, like, gasped when I told him the Kim shit, but, we got through it. It's fucking wild. It's absolutely insane. Wait, so what will your program, help me with as far as, like, that girl-wise? Because that, I think that ties into a lot of the other issues, potentially.
Potentially, but not really. There's a deeper issue than that. But not issue, but there's something deeper than that.
People have been saying that for years and years and years and years and years.
Because, yo, you got pussy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not the guy that you can get pussy.
I think I got really fat in my face, and I don't have muscles like I used to. And the girls I used to get from age group 7 to 19, 21 max out, 21 absolute max. Now, like, I'm going on dates with, like, 26-year-olds, and, like, none of them think I'm man enough, so it's fucking... They said, like, they love talking to me or some shit, or, like, I'm easy to talk to, and that they just weren't attracted to me, dog. Like, I don't... The psychiatrist has no idea how to help me with that, so he's really confused.
Yeah. Bro, how would you... How do you like the tools? Oh, like, yo, give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay. My pussy's wet, says what?
What?
Sorry, I was reading a line of poetry. Please continue.
No, I'm just like, yo.
What?
It'll help you. It will give you tools to be able to create yourself in any way that you want, bro. And, like, really, truly be yourself. Rather than being what you think other people would find funny or...
No, dude, it was what I found funny. I have a fucked up sense of humor. It sucks.
Like, it will really ground you in reality, to be honest. Like, it will ground you in reality. It's like, you will work
That's true. I do need a reality check. That podcast
dude said... And like,
you've been telling me it for years. You and Mindy.
Say some stupid shit, really be mad and like.
Dude, I don't say stupid shit. I act like a nice little bitch boy on the dates. That's why they reject me. I'm not telling girls I want to eat their herpes
ass.
You want
to be a bitch boy? Like, I don't know. Like, you're telling me a bitch boy. Like, I'm saying be a fucking man and like walk in with your dick out. Like,
I always had a problem with that because unless I was like that rich and powerful, I would have a problem pretending to be that. So I try to stay humble and act like I have nothing. And they don't seem to be receptive.
I mean, the thing is, like, that's having nothing is all a fucking state of mind.
Yeah, that's wow. It's a state of mind.
Yeah, you could be the poorest man on earth, but if your personality is amazing, you'll still get pussy.
I don't think my personality is amazing, but I definitely can't even put my best foot forward on the dates because I'm too anxious that they'll judge me. Because I've been judged so much in the past
for
things I said.
And how would you like to put your path behind you? And not let that keep reoccurring in your future.
Oh, shit, dude. The form might actually help.
That's literally... Bro, that's the beginning of it. You learn to put your past in the future. I mean, you learn to put your past in the past.
I'm so happy this is an episode of the podcast. Dude, now I'm going to be able to listen to this forever and be able to know, like, how I'm going to start.
Are you fucking recording me right now?
I built up this, like, mechanism where it's kind of fucked that, like, literally every conversation just gets, like, turned on onto a thing anytime my phone rings.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not talking to you.
What? What?
Sigh. Act 4.
Separate state.
Oh, it's going to be New England, Rhode Island. I'm really excited.
I can't hear you.
I'm really excited. But I do have to rush it, so I don't have forever to talk. I heard that
what,
you
were, honey?
I don't have forever to talk because I have to be in a rush
oh,
a little bit.
Have the,
I don't have as much time to communicate. Please,
okay,
please speak slowly and listen carefully.
Don't get lost.
Noni, I heard you were feeling upset today, and I wanted to make you happier.
Have a good trip. And
Wait.
Huh?
Please wait.
You can call me at the destination.
No. You want me to call you? I won't be there until until later.
No, in the state that you're going.
I'm not gonna be there until like 5 o'clock.
Honey.
What?
Are you in home?
Yeah, I'm with my friend Ryan.
Well,
I'm with my friend Ryan.
I thought you were at the train station.
I'm in a rush.
In a bus?
In a rush.
In a rush. Oh, thank you for calling me.
No, I just wanted to say hi, though.
Okay, so thank you very much.
I'm with my friend Ryan.
Yeah, hi, Noni. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, good. This is the guy you always hear about, yeah, the one. Good. This is the
are
one.
You meeting the guy there?
Yeah, this is my friend, and he went to college, and he's the good guy, the one that followed the stock business.
Oh,
and now
okay.
He does
all
the
right.
personal
have
stuff.
A good trip, a safe trip, and if you ever get a chance, call from the destination.
Okay, I could call you later tonight. It's just I thought you might be asleep after I get settled in and put on the football game.
All right, honey.
Are you watching the football game with anyone?
What?
Are you watching the football game with anyone? They might give a tribute.
Will you be able to watch the game tonight?
You.
Or the daytime?
You. They might be giving a tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Oh. That was sad.
I know. I was with you when it happened.
You like them, huh?
Everyone does.
Yeah. Well, listen. Have a good trip. A safe trip. And be well. Watch yourself. And don't overeat. Don't undereat and don't overeat.
Can you,
okay.
can you make Ryan and I some spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah, I'm going to get the stuff. Next time you come, I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Okie doke. It's a date.
Sounds good.
that sounds really good. And
have
also,
you spoken to Harrison?
So
every day.
So Harrison.
Good.
Harrison.
He knows you're leaving.
He was going to a party last night, but I don't know if his girlfriend went or not. But she didn't seem that happy because she kind of went with her own friends to this pizza place, and then like it's her sister and her girlfriend, and she gets mad when he goes out to his friends' parties without telling her. And then his girlfriend writes on Facebook.
I didn't get that story.
With the sister, she
huh?
went. With the sister, she went. And friend.
Oh, she went with her sister.
And mad at him.
And he was mad?
She was.
Did he get angry? Alex?
He went out, and then she posted... She posted something about, like, him, about how she's with her favorite people. Wait, please say the thing you have to say. Please say it. Hold on. What do you think about Harrison and his girlfriend, Noni?
He was angry?
She was.
So.
Talking to the phone, honey.
I'm saying she was, not he was.
What was it about?
How he doesn't consider her for plans and will kind of run out.
He don't consider her in his plans?
Well, he makes the plans and tells her to come along,
oh,
but
well,
it's not about
not
what
right.
she wants to do. Because he's not even that close with this kid, to be honest.
To go away?
Yeah. Ryan, what did you say about his girlfriend? I forgot that thing.
That's not right.
Ryan?
I'm sorry. He shouldn't be making plans with the guys.
I'm not saying that in front of your grandma.
Without her? Without her?
I love you both, but I have to go.
Alright, good luck.
Alright.
On your trip. Be safe.
Thank you. Right,
we love you. Okay, I'm going to come see you next weekend. Okay?
Call me whenever you can.
I certainly will. Love you so
okay.
much. Okay. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good
love
day.
You.
Love you. To be or not to be an idiot. What is the meaning of your direction? If you just end up going south either way. We can choose to live a life where we conform to rules,
and we're left under the object of our attention, whatever our senses perceive. It is to be the most humble of successes that anyone can hope to achieve in a lifetime. What if instead that you served to solve your own impulses? Picture a smoother Larry David. What if you can have everything you want in your life if you just focused on having fun? You don't need to put on a facade pretending you're someone you're not. That would be foolish. What everyone needs to do is actually gather round and live.